Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Daily Defense studios with you today. How the heck are you? Disturbing news, of course, coming out of Great Britain. Unexpected? It's never unexpected anymore. Not in the world we live in today. But what a difference in the reaction from a sitting U.S. president, right? Now, if you've been listening to talk radio all day, you've heard this ad nauseum. Again, you've got, 8, 10, 12 different talkers all saying the same stuff today. I'm not going to talk to you about it in the way they talk to you about it because you've heard it. You just flip the dials and there it is, and they're all saying the same stuff. And that's okay because that's what they do. But they're all talking about the same thing and about Trump. I'm going to take you in a little bit different direction there because they're not talking to you about what happened in Great Britain from the perspective that we are as American gun owners. Would a gun have saved lives in Great Britain? Now, this is a country that's been disarmed by their government. They allowed it to happen. They did it to themselves. They were asleep at the wheel. No constitutional right in their government. They have no, well, they had a right to bear arms. Now they have no right to bear arms. It was just taken away from them. Just boom, gone. Boom, there you go. Then they wake up one day and their guns are illegal, confiscated. On the bigger picture, would a gun have stopped what happened in Great Britain last night? No, more than likely, no. Would it stop that type of attack at an American stadium or an arena for a hockey playoff game or a concert or a Pulse nightclub or anywhere else, any other soft target, pick one, a shopping mall, anywhere, would it? In all likelihood, no. Let me quote A.W.R. Hawkins. We are powerless to predict latent criminal activity. Hindsight in situations like this is 20/20, but I'm going to take you in a different direction. We're not going to talk about hindsight. We're going to go forward with you a little bit, but we want to look back in the rearview mirror for just a second because we have to. You know, I always tell you to take back the language. You have to take the language back. Isn't that true? We have to take the language back. What is a lone wolf? It's a media-driven buzz phrase. Buzzword is what it is. Lone wolves. There's no such thing as a lone wolf. The Muslim jihadi who blew himself up and killed scores of people at an Ariana Grande concert yesterday didn't work alone. Somebody helped him. Maybe unknowingly. But others knowingly. Maybe the person he bought the nuts, bolts, and nails from didn't knowingly help him. Because he sold him nuts and bolts and nails. I go to Home Depot and buy all the nuts and bolts and nails I want right now. It's not gonna turn ahead, is it? Are we gonna get to that point in America where see something, say something? Oh my God, that guy's buying a box of nails. No, nor should we. But there's no such thing as a lone wolf. This individual had help. He didn't wake up one day and figure out how to build a bomb that he could detonate. He didn't wake up alone with no help one day and figure out where to blow it up. No, he had help. He cased the joint. He was educated. He was taught. There's no such thing as a lone wolf. There will be other arrests. If there haven't already been, there will be, which prove what I'm telling you to be true. So take the language back. Sounds good for the media, these lone wolves. No. Muslim jihadi A worked with Muslim jihadi B, who worked with Muslim jihadi C to conspire to kill as many infidels as they could. And a new low, young kids. I talked at great length with this about this morning on Whatever It Takes with my great friend Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball legend, legendary pitcher Curt Schilling. Earlier today we talked about it. It's 2A Tuesday, so the circumstances warranted us to go in a different direction, which we did, but we can tie this all back because we did go to guns on this. I took it to guns because I ask you again, if if Brits were allowed to be armed, would it have stopped what happened yesterday? More than likely, no. Now, somebody will go back in their mind's eye, right? Man, I knew there was something about that guy. I saw him when I walked in. After the fact, didn't say anything about it. You see all kinds out there. It's a free society. He can dress how he wants. Nobody's really going to bat an eyelid. Unfortunately, even if it were 90 degrees out and he had a coat on, well, probably wouldn't bat an eyelid. But we teach you these things on the program, the education part of Armed American Radio. Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Awareness being the key, right? If you see something that doesn't look right, go somewhere else. Would that have happened if I were allowed to exit the stadium, the sporting arena, football? I'm going to go see the Braves later today. Play the Pirates. I can't carry my gun in the stadium. I have to go through a metal detector to get in. This guy didn't go into the stadium, did he? No. See, they're thinking ahead now. You have to understand, every one of these attacks is a training mission. Every single one of them is a training mission. They learn something new from the attack yesterday. And those who are planning to do it here, this was a test. Because they are planning to do it here. So this isn't about guns. This is about awareness. This is about maintaining your awareness, being aware of your surroundings at all times. Another very hard lesson learned in walking around and or not walking around with your head buried in your stupid phone, but paying attention. Because you see, somebody's going to say, yeah, you know, I saw that. Or so this is going to come out in the investigation. It is going to come out. It always does. It's inevitable. We saw the same thing with the Muslim jihadis in San Bernardino, didn't we? Saw the same thing with the jihadi at Fort Hood, didn't we? We saw the same thing in Chattanooga. We will see this happen. It's inevitable. It's going to occur. In fact, the authorities probably already have a line on some of this stuff already. They've already identified him. You see, a gun isn't the magic talisman. It's not going to be the answer all the time. Now, mark my word, you're going to see an uptick in gun sales in this country over the course of the next couple weeks. It's inevitable, too. That's going to happen. Why? Look, your 9mm or 45 caliber was not going to stop what happened at the Ariana Grande concert yesterday, and it's not likely going to stop an attack here either. It's possible. It could. Somebody may be able to see something that's aware, but the reality is we can't stop everything. We can only keep our eyes peeled for it, right? These are the things we talk about on the program all the time. That's what I want to impart to you today. Is awareness. You may not be able to have a firearm all the time. Now we've got something else to look at, right? I will exit SunTrust Park today, later today. And there will be no security as I exit the park. There never has been. And you know, frankly, I hadn't even considered that. They don't have to get into the park, do they? Think the lone wolf cooked this all up by himself? No. So maybe we need to start being more aware of these things when we go about our daily business. We're coming out of the stadium. Whatever stadium it is or whatever arena it is. It'd be a lot easier to see something that doesn't look right, won't it? Maybe. I don't know. The gun isn't the magic talisman. Don't think it is. Good people carrying firearms can still be ambushed in a parking lot, like Lee Michaels, subject of my book, guest on this program, operations manager at Great Armed American Radio affiliate, 1280 AM The Patriot, listening to the program right now. You can do everything right and still get caught with your pants down. That's the lesson to be learned here. So what do we want to take away from what happened? Awareness. That's what we want to take away. We understand we can't stop everything, but we understand we have a better chance to either stop it or get away from it if we're aware of our surroundings. That's key. Whether we have a gun or not, particularly if we have a gun, and maybe more so if we don't have a gun, right? Pay attention to your surroundings. If something doesn't look right, go the other direction. Move away. When we come back, lots of great stories to talk with you about today. It's going to be a long hour. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after these messages.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, sitting in the Daily Defense studios with you, I've already gotten an email. Why do you think gun sales are going to rise? Kevin in Kansas, by the way. Thank you for the email, Kevin in Kansas. Because they always do. After any type of event, any type of mass casualty event, it doesn't make any difference what kind of event it is. Gun sales always rise. And it's if you think about the phenomenon, it makes perfect sense. Guns relieve people's fear. And we're talking about a generalized fear here for personal safety. Now, your gun is not going to stop an automobile mowing people over. It may be able to stop the driver after the attack begins, right? You may be able to shoot the driver. Much carnage will be done, maybe much less if someone has a firearm. Your gun isn't going to stop airplanes flying into buildings, drone attacks. It's not going to work. It's not a magic talisman that wards off evil. And evil exists. If you don't believe me, think about what murdered those young kids. And that's what they were, young kids. And there are Islamist jihadis celebrating that today. You can put two and two together and make four out of that yourself. I'm not even going to go there. But evil exists. But a gun isn't going to stop that attack. So why do people buy guns? Because people have, you know, people, there are millions of Americans are sitting on the fence right now today. Man, I've been thinking about getting a gun. It's rough out on the streets. They listen to this program. They heard something. They read something. They read the paper. They watch the news. They live in a bad area. They know what's going on around them. They're free Americans, and they're sitting there pondering, you know what? I should have a gun. I have a right to protect myself. I'm getting a little concerned. For whatever reason they come up with that. That's their right to choose that tool. Something like this reminds them. And it reminds them that they need to take action. Not because they think, oh my gosh, I better buy that SIG P320 or that Glock 19 so I can stop an Islamist jihadi who wants to blow up the arena. No, what it does is it reminds normal everyday people that evil exists in many different forms. And when we see it so vivid like we see it yesterday, and unfortunately we're going to see in this country again, it reminds us that we need to take action. Now think about this. The Brits can't do that. The Aussies can't do that. They can think about it, they can want to do it, but they can't do it because their rights were taken from them. So this is a good time if you're thinking about picking up a firearm. Or if you have a gun and you're thinking about getting training, this is a good time to do it. This is the reminder. Not because you're a nutcase that thinks you're going to stop somebody. You're not going to protect the arena. That's not what this is about. This is a reminder that there are bad people who do bad things on this earth, and we, quite literally, unfortunately, are powerless to stop those people, for the most part. We are powerless to predict latent criminal activity. We discussed this with A.W.R. Hawkins, political analyst of Armed American Radios here from Breitbart News every week in hour two with the great A.W.R. Hawkins. Make sure to tune in and listen. But it is in fact a reminder. It is definitely a reminder. And if you're thinking about purchasing a firearm, this is a really good time to be reminded there are evil people. The same evil that would blow up an arena exists in this country today. It is the same evil that carjacks a woman and shoots and murders her 6-year-old son in the back seat when they discover the child is in the back seat after taking off in the car. It's the same evil. It's the same monster that breaks into a Connecticut home after following the mother and daughter home from the grocery store and forces them to do indescribably despicable things to the family, the young daughter, the wife, in front of the husband, then torch the house after murdering everybody. That's the same evil that will walk into a bank when you happen to be in line and decide to be a tough guy and hand the note to the teller. It's the same evil. It's not different levels or different forms. It's out there, and you had better wake up to that fact. You are at risk of evil every time you step out the door, particularly if you're not what? Aware. That's step number one, to be aware that evil exists in this world, and evil may find you on any given day. What are the odds of that? Well, they're low. But they are not non-existent. What are the odds of your house burning down tonight because the toaster cord fries? Very low. But it's not non-existent, is it? Of course not. And what do? You insure yourself against that. If you have a mortgage, you're required to insure yourself against that. Quite frankly, if you don't have a mortgage and you don't insure yourself against that, you're stupid. Your right to bear arms is your insurance policy against that evil that may visit you one day. And you also have the ability, by the way, to have insurance to protect yourself in the event you do have to use that tool. More about that later in the program. But a good opportunity today to remind us of that. I know too many people who forget it. Too many people close to me forget it. I watch them. I watch them walk around. It astonishes me. Faces down in their phones, paying attention to nothing as they're walking out of a store on their way to their car to the parking lot. Number one, they're lucky they don't get hit by something. Number two, God forbid somebody's watching them do that. What a victim that is when evil chooses them that day. What do you think evil's looking for? You think evil's looking for the person whose head is on a swivel scanning the parking lot? Or notices them leaning against the van next to their car? Or might have seen them sneak behind the car as they're walking towards them? No, evil's going to move on from that. Evil's looking for that person with their face buried in a phone. Clueless. So this is just a good reminder. If you're thinking about purchasing a gun, now's a good time to do it. It's also a good time to remind yourself to get trained to know how to use the gun. It's also a good time to remind you to insure yourself. God forbid you have to use the gun. I'll tell you where you can do that when we come back. And then we'll cover some more fun stories for the day. And we do have a bunch of them. Nashville, Oklahoma, Pelosi. Lots to go over. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, USCCAOnAir.com. I want you to check out this site, please. This is a good day, good opportunity to remind you to take a look at USCCAOnAir.com. Self-defense shield insurance. A lot of you will be purchasing handguns. Millions of you already have. Concealed carry permits are up over 15.5 million now. If I have time, I'm going to get to that. If not, I'll roll it over to tomorrow. It's no big deal. Yes, I have the knife video. I'm going to play it in the fourth segment. The audio from yesterday, I want you to learn how to carry that knife if you can't carry a gun. And Mike Janich and Kevin Michalowski go over that in great detail in about a 4.5-minute video, so I am going to play that for you in segment four today, for sure. USCCAOnAir.com. I don't know how else to tell you this other than peace of mind. If you're carrying a gun, you need to have self-defense insurance, because you carry the gun in case you have to fire the gun in self-defense. It may never happen. In fact, in all likelihood, it probably won't happen. But guess what? If it does happen, you're going to wish you had this as you're watching everything you've worked for your entire life go to an attorney. And they're going to take it. It's not a matter about being nice people. They get $600 an hour, they're going to take it. They're going to put a lien on your house. That's what they do. And guess what? They're going to put a lien on your house. They don't care if you have kids. They're going to put a lien on your house. And they'll take it. It's just the way it is. It's the cost of doing business today. It's just the way it is. And believe me, you're not going to want a $20 attorney if your butt's on the line. Go watch some of the videos. Go listen to some of the people who had to use a firearm. It's all right there, usccaonair.com. Buy yourself peace of mind. As little as $13 a month, up to $30 a month. The single best coverage on the market. That's why others want to copy it. And they can't. But they try. But they can't. This is the best. It's why I have it, and it's why a lot of my guests have it. Because it is the best. USCCAonair.com. Make sure to check that out. Buy yourself some peace of mind. Believe me, you hopefully never have to thank me for that. But for crying out loud, over 200 people have been very thankful that they had it. That much I can promise you. Watch the videos. They're there. You can watch the real people who had to use the self-defense shield insurance to save everything. Okay? No-brainer on that one. Hey, here's a headline for you. This grabbed me this morning. Judge presiding over El Chapo's case shot killed while jogging outside of home. You know who he is. He's the Sinaloa cartel head. El Chapo, you know, guy's broken out of every prison he's ever been in, digging tunnels under stuff to get this guy out. For some reason, it takes, you know, multiple machine gun-toting masked men to keep this guy under wraps, man. Why? Because the drug cartels are very powerful. Obviously, that's why. I've seen that the military protecting police chiefs, for example, on the other side of the border with my own eyes when I've been on the other side of the border, so I know how that operates. It's quite fascinating to watch. It's amazing that this guy can be so powerful. But the judge, 37 years old, I think the guy was, out jogging in front of his house in Mexico City. He had no security. Unbelievable. Anyway, not a shocker, right? Not a shocker. All right, Oklahoma governor has signed two pro-gun bills. I want you to listen. Let's cover this one first. Governor Fallon recently signed legislation. This is from Chris over at Guns.com. Chris Egger over at Guns.com. Allowing military to carry a handgun without a license. That was number one. The other was, and to carry the license carry, if you have a permit, of a firearm on a public bus. What about a private bus? What difference does it make? Planes, trains, automobiles. Have you ever understood this one? Why can't you carry your gun on a public bus? What the hell difference does that make? You can carry your gun in public. Any place you can go after you get off the bus, but you can't carry on the bus. These are the dopiest laws. This is like the old blue laws where you can't buy underwear on Sundays, right? Just absolutely boneheaded, ridiculous stuff. I can carry to the bus stop, but I can't carry on the bus. Atlanta had the same thing with MARTA, their train system. We fixed that, though. They were broken. We fixed it. Oklahoma fixed it, too, and hats off to Fallon for signing it. Now, take a listen. This bothers me somewhat. Our military men and women are highly trained in combat and how to use weapons, said State Senator Kim David, Republican. Requiring them to get a license to carry a handgun is redundant and an expense our Oklahoma heroes shouldn't have to worry about. Agreed. But it's an expense I shouldn't have to worry about either. Ah, but there's a training issue there. Well, they've been trained. I've been trained by some of the best in the country. Oh, well, but they're military. So? I'm a talk radio host. Well, but they're military. See, we can really go down that rabbit hole. How come I can't carry everywhere a cop can carry when I have my license permit? If I had to bow down to the state to get a permit, which I did, now I don't have to get training here in the state of Georgia, which is a good thing. Because I don't go out and put two rounds through a pie plate at 10 yards and go, yay, I'm trained! Woo! like you do in Florida, pay $35, sit and listen to the clown at the gun show for, what, 3 hours, and then follow him over to the gun range? Pop, 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 there you go, and your paperwork goes off? Sorry, that's not training. That's just satisfying a state requirement that claims you've been trained. There's a big difference between that and real training. But I don't have to do that. Why? I have my permit. I'm licensed. I passed the background checks. The same background checks I would have to pass if I wanted to be a cop, by the way, incidentally. So why can't I carry the same place the cop can carry? Well, he's a cop. So what? What if I put on a uniform and walk around all day? Would that be okay? No, you're not a cop. Rabbit hole there. Congratulations for getting that through. It's a step in the right direction. Carry on buses. That's one I've never been able to figure out. Can't carry on a bus. Why? What is it about the bus? Well, you're going to get on a bus and turn into a criminal. No. I'm going to get on a public bus and I'm just not going to like the smell. Well, that might turn you into a criminal. If you have a gun and the bus smells bad, you're going to shoot somebody because you're a dangerous person because you have a gun. Patently absurd. Nashville mayor asks Tennessee governor to veto pro-gun metal detector bill. Of course she does. Because she resides in what party? Of course she is. Nashville mayor Megan Barry. You see, she asked the Republican governor, Bill Haslam. Let me check over here. Yes, it is. Back on guns.com, by the way. Some great articles up today. Let's quote. Nashville Mayor Megan Barry asked Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam to veto a bill that would require cities and counties to either implement more security measures at public facilities or allow handgun permit holders to carry the firearms. In a letter sent to Haslam on May 11th, Barry argues the legislation would, and I'm going to hold off there, and tell you when we come back from the break, because it's a real doozy. When I read that, I thought, well, yeah, that's exactly why they had the bill, and that's exactly what they want you to do. And you'll understand what I'm talking about when I come back from the break. And then we'll go to the knife video. I do have another story, too, because Oregon gun shop owner gets 2 years. Lots to talk with you about. So we'll just do it after the break because we can. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, and I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, this is classic stuff here, what you're going to hear from this Nashville mayor, Democrat. You know, feel goody. Oh, by the way, before we get into that, you know, the whole public transportation thing, you know, this just popped in my head during the break. You don't think there's a racial component there, do you? Right? Or socioeconomic, maybe a combination thereof, right? Lower down the economic ladder tends to ride public transportation in urban areas. You don't think there's a racial component that's why guns aren't allowed on, do you? Interesting stuff. Another topic for another show. Can you really talk about this stuff every day for an hour? Yes, you can. It just keeps popping right up. Now, the good Democrat mayor, Megan Barry, of Nashville, has asked the Republican governor in a letter to veto the bill that is now on his desk requiring cities and counties to either install, what now? Some type or implement some type of security measures, whatever they want to do, acceptable security measures. We read that as what? Metal detectors, things like that. At public facilities, or allow me to carry my damn gun. You're not going to leave me defenseless. This is great legislation. Put up security, hire a security guard, put somebody there with a firearm, or I get to carry my firearm there because you're leaving me defenseless, and I have a right not to be defenseless. This is America. Listen to what Mayor Barry said. Quoting, in a letter, she's arguing that the legislation would, quote, negatively impact local governments such as Nashville by making them either divert resources away from services or programs to pay for expensive metal detectors and security or allow the carrying of weapons in public facilities. Well, there you go. Yeah, that's exactly what it's designed to do. That's absolutely correct. That was one of those duh moments. Smack yourself in the head. Did I just read that? Could she possibly be that boneheaded? Oh, of course she can be that boneheaded. How do I know that? Because she also said this. Our concern is for the safety of our traveling public, a large percentage of which are school-aged children. Why did she say that? Because she was said she was particularly concerned about the bus stop at Music City Central, the busiest transportation hub in town. Oh, no. She's concerned about the safety of school-age children and the traveling public. So let me get this straight. The same people who have Tennessee carry permits that stand behind those school-age children at 7-Eleven to get a Slurpee are okay at 7-Eleven. The mayor doesn't seem to have a problem with that, or does she? She does, but that's okay. She's okay with that. There, that does okay. Well, we have permits. Nothing happens to those children in the 7-Elevens or the grocery stores or the libraries or the Sam's Club or wherever they happen to be, or the restaurant they're eating in or the restroom they walk into. Okay. But boy, I'll tell you what, you get them near, what is it with bus stops today? You get them near the bus stop at Music City Central, woo, you got issues. You got issues. In addition, we are concerned about provisions that would allow for the tripling of a plaintiff's attorney's fees for those challenging local government actions, because, you see, they can be sued if they don't take care of business as this legislation. The Democrats can't run their mouths and then do nothing. This has teeth to it. Or guess what? You're going to pay triple attorney's fees. So she's concerned that this may, quote, encourage frivolous lawsuits with the promise of a larger payout for attorneys. Yeah, that's why I want to sue you, so that my attorney can make three times as much money. Bonehead of the week goes to Nashville Mayor Megan Berry. Good heavens to Betsy. Let's try to get some of Kevin Michalowski and learn how to carry a knife properly. Would you please take a listen to this? I hope I get it all in. If not, well, you got some of it. How about it? We get this
I'm
in.
There we go. Editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Let's talk about how and where you carry your tactical folding knife. I'm here with Mike Janish from Tactical Blade Concepts. Mike, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me.
Most people carry a tactical folder. How and where should they carry it to be most effective?
Basically, the first thing you want to look at is how the knife is positioned based on being able to clip it to your pocket. So one of the things you'll find, one of the characteristics you'll find of modern tactical folding knives is some kind of a pocket clip. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it allows it, unlike a traditional pocket knife that would just sit in the bottom of your pocket with your keys mm-hmm. and your change and everything else, this actually allows you to attach it to the top of the pocket, so it's much more accessible for a quick draw, which mm-hmm. is one of the things you want, obviously, for
you need to be able to get that
any kind of a
play when you need it.
Right. For a personal defense weapon, you got to be able to get it out there. So what you're looking at is basically the difference between what's called tip-up carry and tip-down. So tip-up, what that means is that in the closed position, the point of the blade faces upward.
Okay.
Tip-down, logically, in the closed position, it faces downward. Now, the thing with tip-down carry, I'm not a big fan of tip-down carry, and the reason for that is if we look at the mechanics of how that works, first of all, I have the knife carried in my pocket this way. When I go to draw this, I have to draw it, and the grip that I get is not a using grip.
No, we're completely off center there.
Exactly. If you think back to your gun stuff, when you're doing a draw stroke with a firearm, what you're doing is getting that master grip, three fingers on the handle, straight trigger finger. You draw that. When it comes out, you've already got your firing grip established when your hand is on the gun in the holster.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, when we draw this, we're not even close. So what we have to do is pivot this in our hand, have to have a fine motor skill manipulation before we could open the knife.
Yeah. And one extra step, two extra steps maybe in there, that's a good opportunity to drop that knife.
Exactly. When you look at the amount of skin that you have on the handle as well, when you draw that, you can't get a full grip. Unlike a pistol where you have the grip of the pistol exposed for that three-finger grip, everything is concealed here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to grab that and I draw this out, I've only got my thumb and a little bit of my index finger on that, and I've got to be able to manipulate that to get it into play.
Yeah.
Really not a good way to go. So, one of the other things about this is an assisted opening knife, which means that once you open it manually partway, basically the spring will kick in, it'll open the rest of the way.
Okay.
If you're carrying an assisted opening knife like this, you have to think about where that blade would open if it opened accidentally. So in this case, it can open freely into the open part of the pocket. Obviously, that poses a serious danger to me as far mm-hmm. as safety goes. So if we contrast that with tip-up carry, which is my preference, when you put the knife in your pocket, tip is facing upward. When I go to draw, I reach in here, and I'm already in that master grip. I'm in a position to where I can open the knife, be able to use the knife with very little manipulation.
And from this position, I can see you've got a good grip on that knife already. You've got three fingers on there, and your thumb's right on the hole to flip open the...
Exactly. A lot more surface contact as far as my skin on the handle of the knife. And what's also nice about it, if I were carrying something that was an assisted opener, now the back of the blade faces the seam at the back of my pocket. So I've got that additional measure of safety that it's not going to open accidentally. Yeah. And what's great about this also, if I need to prep my draw, if we look at surreptitious draws, if we look at, you see the signs of potential danger.
Right.
You can't draw a weapon yet, but we know that the slowest part of the draw is getting your hand to the weapon, not so much the weapon coming out. All I have to do is this. So I just stuck my thumb in my pocket this way. It can be, hey, take it easy. Yeah. What's going on? I could be assessing a situation. I've prepped my draw, but I haven't done anything that's overtly provocative or anything like that.
There's no danger of you being charged with menacing or brandishing or anything like that.
I'm not escalating the situation. But
all right. That's phenomenal information. I'm going to stop that right there. That's where I wanted to end it anyway, so we got perfect timing with that. What Mike Janich is telling us, and this is something, you know, a lot of you carry knives. I do. I carry the Emerson Folders, either the CQC 10, the 7, or the Roadhouse. And I carry it in my pocket, as Mike Janich was talking about, just the way he said. And when I pull that knife, or I don't even have to pull that knife. If I find myself in a position, if I go to lift my shirt or put my hand on the butt of my handgun that's inside my waistband in a Crossbreed Super Tuck, I can be charged with a crime. But not if I stick my hand inside the front of my pocket and have my hand on my blade. That's great stuff from Mike Janich and Kevin Michalowski. Into the Fray. Check them out. Google Into the Fray. You can find it all at USCCA.com. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We're going to do it all again tomorrow because we love to. By the way, in the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. See you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.